Armed soldiers are protecting the U.S. Capitol today, and a growing number of Republicans are joining Democrats who are about to make President Trump the first president ever to be impeached twice, this time for inciting his supporters to riot last week while lawmakers were voting to certify the results of the presidential election. In the House this morning, there was heated debate. Here's Republican Jason Smith of Missouri, and then Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern.
This is a reckless impeachment. This will only bring up the hate and fire more than ever before. Put the people before politics.
Gentlemen's time's expired.
Let me remind all of my colleagues that what happened on Wednesday would not have happened if it weren't for the occupant in the White House. And if we want to put the people first, we all ought to vote to impeach him and remove him from office as soon as possible.
Our political strategists join us now. Bill Press is the Democrat. Alice Stewart, a Republican. Hello to you both.
Hi, Peter.
Alice, I need to start with you because this is a monumental moment for our country, but also, frankly, for your party. What kind of crossroads are we at today?
It's a challenging crossroads, without a doubt. There's great division within the party, but there's also division in the country. And it brings to mind Abraham Lincoln, who said years ago, a house divided against itself cannot stand. And what he was referring to in the division was slavery. And today we have a division based on dishonesty and incivility. And President Trump has been dishonest with the American people. And when you lie to the American people and you undermine the election process and you refuse to participate in a peaceful transfer of power, there are consequences. And while I did support this president, I have not supported his actions since November 3rd. And I strongly believe there should be consequences for the actions that he took in his role in inciting and inviting the insurrection.
By consequences, you mean impeachment?
Absolutely. Yes.
Bill, I know you're listening to the debate today. I'm sure you saw the pictures of National Guard troops sleeping in the Capitol building overnight. How are you taking in what you're seeing?
Well, I've seen it on television. I've seen it in person, too, Peter. I live near the Capitol. I walk by there every day. It's an armed fortress today, and it's very sad to see that. But unfortunately, it is necessary, given the security threats that we've had in the past, which some of which were ignored, but also the security threats moving forward for the next few days and for the inauguration. But, I mean, I think what we're seeing today is a sad moment. It's a solemn moment, but it's a necessary moment on the House of on the floor of the House. You know, we saw it last week, just a week ago, when the Senate and the House came back into session after the failed coup, after all of that destruction and loss of life, to fulfill their constitutional duties, to show that this republic still survives and is strong. And we see it today where the House is voting to hold responsible the person who is mainly responsible for that violence, namely the President of the United States. As Republican Governor, former Governor Chris Christie said, if inciting insurrection is not an impeachable offense, what is?
Well, in fact, Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney just excoriated the president yesterday when she said she would vote for impeachment. She also said there has never been a greater betrayal by a president. Alice, that felt significant. What did you think about it? Does it give cover to other Republicans who feel the same way? This is coming from the number three House Republican.
Well, sure, Peter. It felt significant because it really was. And yes, to your point, it does give cover to a lot of Republicans who may have had reservations about coming forward with regard to impeachment or even a censure for this president. I also believe the actions of Senator Tom Cotton also last week gave a lot of cover for Republicans who had concerns and reservations about whether or not they should oppose the certification of the electoral votes. And I am very proud to see one by one, Republican by Republican, taking a stand for what is right. And for no other reason, Peter, is to show that there are consequences for inciting an insurrection, but also sending a message that this kind of conduct cannot be tolerated. In your interview with Senator Durbin, you could feel the tension in his voice. And he indicated, look, we certainly can't do anything about what happened last week, but we need to take steps now and send messages that mob violence is not a peaceful protest and mob violence cannot be tolerated. And by taking a stand showing consequences for this president, it sends a message across the bow.
And yet some very conservative House members aren't really budging here. In fact, some have called on Liz Cheney to resign her leadership position because of what she said. Alice, just sticking with you for a moment, seriously, how badly is this fracturing the Republican Party?
It certainly is a concern right now. And when you see the Republicans that are standing by this president, they are very strong and resolute in their feelings that there is widespread fraud and voter problems in this country. But the facts are there is no basis for that argument. And if they would just acknowledge the fact there is no widespread voter fraud and there is no reason to question the outcome of the results of the election, there's no reason to continue this charade, the sooner they get to that point, the better we are. But those that believe that, for some reason, which I do not understand, are very strong in their convictions, and they believe they are representing people back in their districts. But it is all based on factually inaccurate information, and that's a shame.
Under Trump, the GOP lost the White House, the House, and the Senate. It was the first time that's happened since Herbert Hoover back in 1932. And Bill, I'm remembering what Joe Biden said recently, that this country actually needs a strong and principled opposition. This is not something, in other words, that Democrats should be rejoicing about, this rift in the Republican Party. What do you think about that? Is the rupture damaging to the country?
Well, look, my first job in politics was working for a Republican. I handled several pieces of legislation that were actually signed into law in California by Republican Governor Ronald Reagan. I think we need two strong, viable political parties. And so, believe it or not, I think this is a turning point for the Republican Party. Not that anybody in the Republican Party has asked me for their advice. I think this is a turning point. They really have a choice to put Trump and Trumpism behind them. This is the moment. I salute Mitch McConnell for recognizing that and seeing that. I salute Tom Cotton, and I certainly salute Liz Cheney, not just Liz Cheney. Remember, her father is the one who led the effort to get 10 or 12 former defense secretaries to sign a letter saying President Trump was wrong in not recognizing that this was a fair election. I think this is a moment of truth for the Republican Party. I hope they see the way forward is to reject Donald Trump. I think this impeachment vote should be unanimous. How can anybody defend inciting sedition, inciting that kind of violence? I don't get it, but this is a moment for the Republican Party to do the right thing, and I hope it will.
It says a lot about where we are to hear a Democrat praise Dick Cheney. I want to listen to freshman Nancy Mace. Yeah, right, I'm sure. Here's House freshman Nancy Mace, a Republican from South Carolina today.
The U.S. House of Representatives has every right to impeach the President of the United States. But what we're doing today, rushing this impeachment in an hour or 2 hour long debate on the floor of this chamber, bypassing judiciary, poses great questions about the constitutionality of this process. I believe we need to hold the president accountable.
We've been hearing Republicans say a lot about this, that this is too rushed, that it's going to split the party or the country even more. But I wonder, Bill, if it won't cause the president to lash out again, if it won't cause or ensure the fact that the president will pardon himself, which he has been considering. What do Democrats do in that case?
There's nothing you can do. But first, just in terms of rushing, look, this is one article of impeachment and 2 hours of debate. I mean, if the House cannot handle that, then they might as well all go home. I mean, that's such a ridiculous argument. But notice, they can't defend the president, so they come back, she comes back, and others do, on process again. It's such a weak, lame argument. It's almost embarrassing. If the president, who knows what the president's going to do in the next few days? I think he may be considering, reportedly, pardoning himself. If he does, I still think he's not out of legal trouble, certainly not in the state of New York, and maybe not even at the federal level after what he incited last week.
Alice, what do you think? Do you agree?
Well, I think, look, as we've said, if an insurrection and inviting an insurrection at the state capitol, the U.S. capitol, is not a reason for impeachment. I'm certainly not aware of what would be. And if not now, when? And it's not as though they're digging through secret documents as they did in the Russia probe. These members of the House and Senate saw this with their own two eyes, and they lived it with their being there at the Capitol. So the level of probing and inquiry is certainly not what it's been in the past. They know what they saw. They know what the president said. It is right out there for everyone to see. And so the decision and the Senate trial on this should not be that difficult. And as I have said before, there needs to be consequences for this kind of action, not just for the president, but for others who also incited the insurrection.
Listen, this is a difficult historic time. We need civil conversations like this. So I appreciate that both of you came to this conversation with that in mind. Thank you very much. Bill Press, a Democrat. Alice Stewart, the Republican. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Peter.